Hey, what is up, everybody? Tim Davis, Originator's Guide Podcast, ready for another awesome day in the mortgage business. Now, I had the privilege yesterday of sitting in with John Maxwell on some coaching calls, and John just poured into us in a big way. And I want to share something with you that I've seen my entire career. I bet you've seen the exact same thing. John spoke about this on our coaching call yesterday, and I wanted to share it with you because I think it's super important. And this is what he said. He said it's a lack of awareness or self-awareness that is the greatest detriment to people's progress and success. And I got to tell you, I went through that same thing early in my career. I just did not have a sense of self-awareness. Where were my strengths? Where were my weaknesses? How were other people perceiving me? And I had a coach come along in my life and really pointed that out. And it was a hard pill to swallow. You know, I resisted it first. I'm like, no, that's not me, you know. And man, I really started to take a deep look at it. And I started to really assess, where was I strong in? What was I weak in? How did other people perceive me? And I started to make some intentional changes in those areas that resulted in a great growth in my business. And so today I want to challenge you. Do you really know who you are? What's your level of self-awareness? How are the people in your community? How are real estate agents? How are your team members? How do people perceive you? And how do you perceive yourself? And is that a truthful perception? Or are you deceiving yourself in any way? I truly believe that self-awareness, just like what John said, is the catalyst for your growth and your potential. So I would challenge you right now to really look deep inside, and maybe you can get some tools that can help you out. You know, I'm a big believer in DISC, level two, DISC assessments, knowing how you make decisions and why you make decisions. I'm also a big believer in other assessments too, like the love languages. There's a great one called appreciation at work, and how do you fuel your energy through the love language at work? How does that, is it gifts? Is it recognition? Is it, what is it? And don't be embarrassed by those things, but rather embrace them and really work on your self-awareness. I think it's one of the greatest things that any of us can do to reach our full potential in life, our full leadership potential, our full production potential, and just our full potential as a human being. That's my challenge to you today as we go out there and tackle the day. Remember, this business is awesome right now. We got a lot of chance to serve a lot of people. I want you to take full advantage of it. Have an awesome day out there. Leave us a comment. Please give us a rating on the iTunes podcast. That truly helps us out a ton. We definitely appreciate all the listeners. You guys have an awesome day. We'll talk to you real soon. See you. Bye.